Good morning, Monday morning, and we're going to find out what a Boss Babe Network is. How are you?
Good, how are
Sorlin Rosario is my guest on the Captain's Log, and let's do it. You got to share that out.
Yeah, let's share that.
Every time I tell everyone they got to do it, they get all they lose their mind when we go live, and they forget right away.
They're like,
Yeah. So we're taking a ride today to Naples, Florida, and I want to hear what the Boss Babe Network is, something you created.
Yes.
And how that's working out for you so far, and what you have coming up in the future, and what you're going to be doing.
Awesome. So let's share this right away here.
Are you good to go?
It's taking
We'll help you out.
Yeah. Wait a minute here.
It's okay if it's not coming up. We'll do it later.
Yeah.
So tell me about yourself. Tell me about what the Boss Babe Network is. It's an interesting idea.
Yes, so the Boss Babe Network, it started last year. We're coming up to be a year old, and it started with the idea of doing a Boss Babe Expo.
Which is what?
Which would be...
And what's the term Boss Babe mean?
Boss Babe, so yeah, for starters, the Boss Babe means a woman that doesn't let anything get in her way. She's a woman entrepreneur, a mom, really anyone with the willpower to get themselves out of anything, empower others, and just work every day to be a better person. It's really just about empowering one another, making sure that we are united and not separated.
Okay, so you formed this little group, and how many women are in your Boss Babe Network so far? How many Boss Babes are there?
I can't even count anymore.
You don't know.
I can't, honestly, because it's just... They're nationwide at this point. Once I open the Instagram page, they just came flooding in, and they do daily. So it's really incredible what I'm
What's
building.
Your Instagram handle?
The Boss Babe Network.
The Boss Babe Network.
Yes.
Okay. And you post like stories about boss babes, or like what do you do?
The main purpose of it is creating events. So it's event-based networking. So the girls would come to our events and join in on us. I've had two in Miami thus far. I had a small one in Fort Myers, and now we're having another one in with Studio 13 Yaltique in Naples, Florida, coming in May. So it's all...
And this is like a startup, and you're an entrepreneur. Is this your first entrepreneurial experience?
Yeah.
Okay. And what's your background in previously?
Well, before I was doing a Wonderless Wednesdays back in Massachusetts, in my hometown.
Where are you from?
Lawrence, Massachusetts.
I'm from Wakefield.
Really?
Yeah.
Look
so we're neighbors.
Hi. How to small worlds.
So you did networking events here in Massachusetts, in Lawrence?
Yes.
Okay. And what brought you to Naples, Florida?
Well, I went to high school here.
You did?
Yeah. Well, I was seasonal living for a big chunk of my life.
So then you came back?
Yeah. I came back a year ago, and I kind of left the Wonderless Wednesdays like in the dust. I was like, one day I was like, yeah, I'm just going to go see my mom, and I decided to stay.
So you made Naples your new residence?
Yeah.
Okay. And this is your full-time gig right now, or are you still doing other things and this is your side hustle?
This is my side hustle for right now. Once it takes off and it's... You know, I have like two more people under me. Maybe I'll make it like my full-time gig.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, it's just...
So how much time a day are you spending on the Boss Babe Network?
Well, it's like all day. Because I'm in my email, like...
But how do you work?
I work through email.
And you work, what, in nails or no?
No.
I don't even know why I said that. What do you do full-time?
Full-time, I work in Lely Resort as kind of like a PM position. I work with residents and making sure that they're all handled in the association.
Okay.
Yeah. So I've worked insurance before. I worked in staffing, and then they brought me to this position. I have my CAM license, so that's community association management, and I use that to do my job basically.
Right.
So I work under the CAM, and then...
And how long have you been doing that?
For a year now.
Okay.
Yeah. So I've been doing that since I came back to Florida. I was touching a property management back home, and that's something I always like to do. I like real estate. I like being in
real
estate.
What gave you the idea that there needed to be a Boss Babe Network? There was
just
a bunch of babes?
No.
Or bosses?
There were just a bunch of babes, and then I knew a bunch of Boss Babes, and I knew that we had to get together somehow.
You wanted to unite them.
Yeah. I was like, come
on. So what do you say when people say like, oh, those are just a bunch of little bitches that think they're cool?
I've never heard anyone say that, but
okay, good. Then that's what you don't want, right?
Yeah, that's what we don't want. Because that's exactly, we want those like, oh, those are the girls that are actually doing something.
Yeah. So you're trying to like band together and help one another instead of saying like, oh, I don't like her makeup. She thinks she's so cool. Like she's posting on the gram all the time.
All she does is just
so you're gonna get behind her and you're gonna help her. Like
like here, let's do something for charity. Like let's do an event. Like because most of my events, either way, we all contribute to charity. Like I work with Making Strides, work with Girl Scouts of America. At this point, we're working on doing I'm working on the scholarship fund and funding that. So we're gonna do $500 scholarships to a student in fashion art.
That you're going to raise through the network?
Yes.
Okay, that's cool. Is there a fee to get it to be a boss babe, or you just basically have to like your Instagram?
You just have to like the Instagram. If you want to join in on any of the fun that we have, there is positions available for like volunteers, and that makes you like an official boss babe. I'm reaching out to businesses right now that would be a part of
instead of a check marketing. Do you give them like a kiss, like a lipstick on their gram? That's what they have?
No, I'm offering promotional services. So if you're officially a part of our network, you really just have to reach out to me, email me, tell me why you feel like I should promote your business, because it's actually just I'm not charging anyone. Like I'm just doing it because I feel like you should have more exposure to you. And that's really it. And come to our events. I give out free tickets to those that are
when did are you part start the Boss Babe Network?
Last year in May.
And I know I asked you, did I get an answer on what the reason was that you said we need to have a boss babe?
I think I'd answer that, but
I'll okay, because I don't know. I forget. I knew that I wanted to ask you that, and I was like, "Wait, did we talk about how come you got behind this and started pushing out the name?"
A big reason, because I didn't highlight all of it. A bigger reason why I started the Boss Babe was because my best friend Verica, she had passed away, and me and her were so big on empowering one another, and when she passed away, I didn't feel like there was enough of that anymore. I was like, dang it, like she was the one that kept all of our friends together, like all of the girls like getting along,
right,
making sure like, you know, you guys are fighting over dumb, like, you know. So I was like, dang. And then it just created like,
so your idea like is not that the women always seem to be competing against one another on the gram.
All the time.
You want them to like unite.
Yes. We could stop that for like at least 10 minutes.
Right. Exactly. Yes.
And like have fun and like for a good cause at the same time. So that was my whole thing.
We should have a boss dude network.
Yeah, you guys should do that. Yeah. You guys will really take over, maybe. I don't know.
Like a boss dude, right?
I saw something like the dude network. I don't know. I saw it one day.
Okay.
Someone accidentally tagged the Boss Babe Network, and I was like, we have nothing to do with this.
That's funny.
What? But there's something out there for everyone.
So on a daily basis, like, are you currently creating content for that network, or you're just working right now on the events and
working on the events?
Yeah.
Right now it's my event season. So
it's
like from
events.
May.
Yeah.
From May to about, I want to say, November, I really just focus on the events.
Okay. Well, that's cool. So this is the Captain's Log, guys. We're taking a ride in Naples, Florida. By the way, if you want to tune in, you can always on Facebook, but you can catch the show on Instagram, TV now. We do post a lot of clips. You can also find us on SoundCloud, Stitcher, iTunes. Just search for the Captain's Log with Brian Spina. There's another Captain's Log, so you have to put Brian Spiner in. Otherwise, it still comes up, but we're 5-star rated now, so if you like it, continue to give those. I appreciate that. That's very nice. Sorrelin's my guest, and she is the founder of the Boss Babe Network, and it's based out of Naples, Florida, right?
Yes.
And what do you see in the future for the network?
I honestly see us, I want to be involved with schools. I want to start, like, hosting classes for girls to come talk to us and ask questions about school, entrepreneurship, like degrees, what are they interested in, and starting to explain that, hey, we have a scholarship out for you if you decide what you want to do right now. And
right.
Not really, you have to decide, but if you have a good idea of what you want to do, give me a reason, give me a cause, and explain that, like why you're passionate about that, why you want to pursue that.
And are you currently in the works for achieving a 501c3 for an official nonprofit, or are you just building this network, and then you make donations to other 501c3s.
I'm making donations to other 501c3s.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then
that's
I'm
great.
Building. That's what my goal is.
It's like, to create your own.
Yeah, it's to create mm-hmm. my own. So I want to build enough. I want to make sure that I can pull in the donations and the people, and then I have those people that will.
Which
stay
is very challenging.
Officially. Yeah, it is very challenging.
I've done it myself. I've had my own nonprofit. And it seems that I'm much better at giving than receiving.
Right. You have to be really good at, like, yeah.
Yeah, it's a whole different mindset. Like, yes. Even asking people to make a donation is tough.
Yes.
Even though I get asked 10 times a day, like, for me to go back out there to the people that ask me on a daily basis for them to donate to my organization was challenging for me.
It was like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's very challenging. Do you find that difficult?
Not necessarily, no, because if I stand behind the right organizations and I'm promoting the right things, I find that people are seriously committed to it. They're like, yeah, for sure, I'll do that for you.
Okay.
And they're there.
What's your degree in? Do you have a degree? Did you go to college?
I did 2 years.
You did? And what did you study?
I studied communications.
Communications. So we're communicating now.
Yeah, hi.
Yes. And where was that?
That was in FSW, and then I went to, attempting to go to FSU for a summer.
Uh-huh.
Wasn't crazy. But
it's not everybody, you know, everyone doesn't have schools and everything, like, honestly.
Yeah.
There's a lot of opportunities.
And I've gotten so far without it thus far.
Correct.
I mean, I'm going to go back, obviously. There's definitely things I still want to learn, and I know that I can really take off with, so education isn't everything, but it's definitely a tool.
Yes.
So I totally encourage it. That's why I'm doing the scholarship, because it's like, just because I'm not doing it right away doesn't mean, like, don't take that away from you.
So what is a typical event when the Boss Babes get together? Like, is it always for a different cause, or is it because, like, you guys want to share new ideas or content or whatever? How does that work?
Usually for a different cause.
So it's always based on, like, somebody.
There's always a cause.
The end contribution will be to give to somebody else.
Yes.
Okay, okay.
Usually all the time. Like, there was, in last November, we had Biofroze, and it was like $3 of it went towards Making Strides.
Okay.
So that was a good one. And it was just kind of like, come out, have fun. Mm-hmm. It was in Miami. It was in Wynwood. So that was really fun.
Did you do Miami because most of the people are in the Boss Babe Network from the East Coast? Or is it mostly, like...
I have a lot of girls out there.
There is, yeah?
Yeah. I have a lot of support in South Florida. And that's why I was like, I need to get out in Southwest Florida. I don't know what it was with Algorithm that got kind of like, hey, let's go to Miami. And it's like, whoa, I don't even live there.
Right, right. So people immediately just assume that's where it was. Yeah.
Yeah. So a lot of people assume it's out of South Florida, but it's really out of Naples.
Yeah.
But a big
chunk. Do you have in your profile where your location is or no?
No.
Okay.
I don't do that.
Yeah. You think that limits your reach?
I don't know.
You should do it.
You think?
You don't have to put it, like, in there, but you don't have to make it public, but for Instagram, you can put it on your back end, so, and just not show it, but then it would know, like...
I think I know what you mean,
Because then it gives you, like, a big radius of this area.
I have to check that out. I don't know if it's...
I know a little about it.
Yeah. I have to check it out.
Maybe a little.
Maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
It looks like does this all the time.
I mean, like, I could answer a lot of questions if you had any questions that you might, want to know, or what you have in store for coming up in the next few months that you want to tell people to do. Besides, so I know it's May 11th, right?
Yeah, May 11th.
And
I'm
doing something with that, right? Am I doing something where I'm giving you guys some donation or something for that event?
Did we talk about this?
I thought we did. I thought I was giving you tickets or something to the guests that show up, or if not, I will.
That'd be awesome, honestly.
Yeah.
That'd be great, because we're looking for a couple of things right now, just so we can just get it out there if you guys want to.
All right, what are you looking for?
So I'm trying to find a food truck that will park by us. So I sent out a couple proposals to a couple food trucks. Don't know many. It's hard to find here in Naples.
And how does that work with the food trucks?
We're trying to see how it would work for them. So we're seeing if we have to pay them to come out, or are they like, we can make it so the customers pay, because there's going to be women coming in, like, mm-hmm. by the hour, each hour, because it's 30-minute services, so we have...
And they get in their nails done like a boss.
nails done. They're getting manis. We're doing eyebrows. We're doing eye makeup.
And do they get a discount that day for mentioning that they saw you?
They're going to get a discount card for their next nail service at Studio 13.
Okay.
We're giving out, there's going to be giveaways. We're trying to get some company owners to just join in on that. Tickets or... We're looking for liquor sponsors.
I happen to have a liquor company too.
We can talk about that. So yeah, we have a lot of that coming up. Also, we're having a DJ. That's gonna be cool.
That's cool. Do you know who the DJ is yet?
I don't know the DJ yet. We haven't confirmed that. I know.
I have a big list of DJs too. I'm like a wealth of knowledge for the bosses.
I have a lot
for all the boss babes. I can hook you up.
Let's talk.
All right.
I love it.
Well, thank you for joining me today. It's been a happy Monday, and I look for big things out of the Boss Babe Network. It's exciting.
Yes, it's exciting.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with Dr. Dollar. Thanks for watching the Captain's Log. We're